You have to recognize that God's not what his promise is.
Yes.
One of our memory scriptures, I thank you, beloved, for always taking us into learning. And you know, sidebar, I see so many things on YouTube and other, you know, other ministers, and I see people in a hoopla over the sermon. And I'm like, wow, but that's not biblical. But I thank God that we have our beloved shepherd. One of our memory scriptures, Romans 8, and specifically verse 37 says, yet in all these things. So hold up, let's talk about what these all these things are. All these things are finances, your health, where you've been going through 50 some years and expecting and praying and believing for deliverance. When your marriage is in trouble, when your kids aren't acting right, when your kids are in a place that you never thought they would be, after you heard prophetic words and you haven't heard answers. But yet in all these things, all these things, I'm already a winner.
Yeah.
I'm already a I'm already a winner. And it shows you're already
yes.
It don't matter how long it has been. A day is a thousand years.
Yeah.
Our time is not our time. Right? Our battle is not our battle.
Yeah.
But victory. Clergy members here, and to every one of you. Without a clergy title, you are still a
man.
You still are charged to go out and proclaim who God is. Marcus, as young as you are, it's your duty to go out and proclaim who God is.
Amen.
You see an example from your grandparents, as you see an example from others here. In your school, I see you in school when I'm there. I know what you're learning, but it's your duty to share that. It's our duty, regardless to the injury, regardless to the falls, regardless to the situation, it's our duty to minister the word of God, to share the good news. It's our duty.
Amen.
And now I'm going to stand before you and bring forward our beloved, our beloved, Elder West calls her a love because it's no other love. Thank you for that. Somebody give me a compliment. Every person, I'm so sorry. I'm speaking your family. So you brought another level of worship today, as you always do. So don't hold it back. Please don't ever hold it back. You come in here. You want to run through the whole house. Well, it's all right because he is like a spook.
Amen.
That is honor and my privilege. For a woman, for a gift, Daniel over there was not only a good word, but a word that we use. Our beloved, our excited apostle.
Amen.
That is one of the beauty crazy of God is, and we the type of church that we are. Because in all actuality, if I didn't have to do what I'm doing today, I would have done exactly what I just said. Because we are free, amen, to let the Holy Spirit have his way and change the agenda. We gotta do this, like this, like this, like this. No. We let the Holy Spirit lead and guide. And the word that came forth was powerful. The worship that came forth was powerful. And even though, daughter, you say, you know, because you don't want to minister in front of you, you minister to God.
Yeah.
And that is our first duty, to minister to God. Yes. You minister to the Father. Amen. Any praise and worship team that does not take you to the place when you are ministering to Him, He is our only audience.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
In our worship. I know there are a lot of songs. We say, oh, that's my song, and that's my song. Yes. It's okay to have a favorite song, praise be unto God. The hallelujah, that favorite song isn't taking you into the holy of holies, where you feel that you can bow before the Lord's feet, that you can bow before the throne of God, that you're saying, God, I love you, and I'm willing to sacrifice and give up whatever it is I need to give up to be in your presence. And you're singing the wrong song.
Yes.
You're singing the wrong song. Amen. Thank you unto God. Thank the God. I am excited. I am pleased. I don't know what. I got so much going on in my head and in my heart and in my, well, I guess in my head is my mind. Okay, but a whole lot of stuff going on. So y'all bear with me. Praise be unto God. I'm dependent upon Holy Spirit. Pull things together. Praise be unto God. And I just thank Him already. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, yes, Lord God, yes, Father, yes. I surrender and submit myself unto you, Lord God. Father, this is not my order. This is not what I'm designing, God. But Lord, I ask you to order my steps, order my conversation. Lord God, I ask you to clear my mind. Put things in order, Lord God, so that your people can receive, Lord God, touch their ear gates, oh Lord God, that they're hearing in the spirit realm, not just in the natural, Lord God. Father God, move upon this congregation, oh God, like you've never done before. Each time we come before you, it's a new encounter with you, Lord God. Father God, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. Father, we give you all the glory and honor. There is none that will come before you, oh God. Jesus, the healer, you can move forth in this place. Appreciation Month. But I want you to know that there was absolutely no way that we would have gotten here if it had not been for the clergy in this ministry and also for the members of this ministry who did their part in seeing to it that the ministry came this far. And I want to recognize all of you. So give yourselves a hand, please. A praise for each other and saying thank you. So as we go into Exodus 17, starting at verse 8, and the word says, then came Amalek and fought with Israel and Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought the Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevails, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hand, the one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of the Amalek from under the sun. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Amen. Thanks to God. I want you to notice in this that in this, Israel was in war with the Amalek. The Amalek, in case you don't know, were the descendants of Esau. Esau, if you will remember, we're serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Jacob was the twin brother of Esau. Jacob stole his, with the help of his mother and all, stole Esau's birthright. So Esau here is the one that now heads up the Amalek. And so there was the war that went on between them. And Moses ended up praying. And as he prayed and covered the people, he did so with outstretched arms. He did so, you know, going before God. And it got to the point, mind you, where his arms got weak and he had to sit down. And as he sat down, still his arms got lowered. But as long as his arms were up, hands being up, first of all, is a sign of what?
Surrender.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Another sign it is what?
Worship.
Absolutely. Surrender and worship. And he was surrendering not to the Amalek, but surrendering to the will of God, that God's will would be done. And it was a form of worship as well. And in doing this, still, the arms got short. How many times when we are in spiritual battles, we're in natural battles, amen, and we may go in at first with our arms up, going in faith, going in believing, but something happens, things get a little heavy for us.
Yeah,
and we get
yeah.
discombobulated.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We don't trust anymore.
Yeah.
We stop believing
yeah.
that God's word is what it is,
yeah.
that promise
yeah.
is what
yeah.
it is. We start just seeing in our natural eye and can't see
yeah.
in the spiritual place.
Yeah.
And we get weak.
Yeah.
But praise be unto God. Somebody has been sitting alongside.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Yes.
Yes, oh
God. Yes, oh God. Yes,
God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. I can't pray for myself.
Yes.
I can't pray. This is why it is so important that we communicate one with the other.
Mm-hmm.
If each one of us was in a place where all we thought we needed was just us, me, myself, and I,
mm-hmm.
many of us would be defeated foes.
Yeah.
Many of us would never accomplish what it is that God would have us to accomplish. We would never see the promised land. Nothing would we be able to accomplish because we feel that we can do it ourselves. You know, even when you are in a place by yourself, if you think that everything you're dealing with, that it depends on your ability, you're messed up again. You and God, the God isn't in it, if the Holy Spirit isn't helping you, you've got a 99% chance of it being messed up.
Yeah.
Even when it looks like success.
Yeah.
Your method can look like success.
Yeah.
It certainly can look like success.
Yeah.
But praise be unto God that he has given us leaders. He's given us people
that
will support and help carry us through.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Lord.
When you find yourself in a place where in this spiritual warfare and you're dealing with struggles and so forth, what are your struggles? What are the things that you wish that God would handle and that he would do for you? Each one of you got your own thing. There's mm-hmm. your marriage. There's your finances. There's your businesses. There's ministry. There's the community. There's mm-hmm. whatever. There's your health. The list can go on and on and on, that there's a struggle that's going on. But God also wants us to do what Moses did. Don't complain about it. Mm-hmm. Pray about it.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Pray
about, mm-hmm. yeah,
pray about those very things. And as we turn with me, if you will, to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. Thank you, Jesus. We went over this at Abba's house when we were there last, 12 verses 1 and 2. And it says, wherefore, seeing also, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside the very weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the work or the race that is set before us. Let us run with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Saints of God, how many of us have been in the race and threw in the towel? We stopped before we got to the end. And you know, in a natural race, only one person can cross the finish line and be the winner.
Yeah.
But isn't it awesome to know that in the race we're in with Jesus. The Holy Spirit, and the last one of us wins?
Thank you, Lord.
It doesn't matter what time you came over that finish line. You want to finish. Stay in that finish it as you go along. Praise be unto God. And looking at this, knowing that when Jesus himself said that what he had to go through, what he went through on the cross, that was shame, that was embarrassment, that was something nobody ever really wants to face. How many people, and I need you to hear the difference in this, how many people have fornicated, committed adultery, in same-sex relationship, thieves, murderers, lying, stealing, whatever the case may be, and were brought publicly before the people. Imagine the shame of it all. And they were guilty of what they were being charged for. Here's a man going to the cross for nothing he did. We went because of what we did. What we did and what we're going to do. And it was a disgrace to be nailed to the cross. But he went there knowing that the end was going to be better. He was going to be better. I tell you, would you then, if you were caught in adultery, be okay with you having to stand before the congregation, be told by your pastor you were caught in adultery, son or daughter, we love you all the same, but whatever ministry you're in right now, you need to sit down until you get yourself back in line with God. You need to be in a place where you let the Lord deal with your heart, deal with your spirit, deal with whatever it is that he's got to deal with. I heard a minister say, I don't know whether it was Sunday, I can't remember, it was recently, where he said that God wanted to do things in our bodies, in our healing, in our ministries, and so forth, but before he did them, he wanted to fix us. He wanted to fix us. So many times we're crying out, God, I need this, I want this. Let me fix you first. Let me fix you first. Because if I don't take care of this issue, then when you get relieved from the healing, when you get that, when you get the money you're asking for, you're still in the same state of mind you were in prior to it, and you're going to be back in it before you know it. Let me fix what is wrong. Let me get those demonic spirits off your back. Let me take care. Let me help move some people out of your life. Some people are asking for financial blessings. And God has watched how you handled your money. And you end up taking your money and you giving it all to that wayward child
that won't go to work, that's doing drugs, that's giving money to everybody else, and you're working hard, and you're saying, I can't even pay my tithe, because the minute your child asks you for something, you're shelling out the money and shelling out the money. How soon do you think God is going to bless you financially? I'm serious. Like, just be for real about it. How soon? He gave you to be a good steward over what he has given you. Right. And if you're constantly throwing it after no good, then why should he increase your income? Why should he increase your financial blessing? Thanks to God, in the time of our battles, in the time of our struggles, we need somebody to lean on. I'm going to ask, where's Elder Mark? Elder Mark, I need you to come here for a minute. Y'all bear with me. I need to show you something. Praise be unto God. Move this forward for me, if you would, please. Thank you. Now, the best we can, I need that package. I have the best we can. Hallelujah. Can you? First, flip the lid over. Lift it over. Now, put it on my back if you can. One arm this way. And turn the open side around again. And the other one, it won't get you.
Show what you mean. Just expand it. Yeah, expand it a little bit.
Bear with me. Anyway, as they're getting this together, I'm thinking and want you to speak. Stay right there, because I'll tell you when to start. Leaving my precious one. Okay. So now, as the pastor of the church, as the apostle over others, and this organization, this church here, right now, there are things I have to carry. Things I've got to carry is on my back, is on my shoulder. And you don't see it all. You don't know about it all. But I'm carrying a load all the time, every day. When I said my mind was so joggled up this morning, that's because I was doing 3 to 4 things this morning. Even here after I got here, not only handling what I had to handle for the church, handling something else outside of this gathering for the church. I had stuff that I had to handle. Handling something dealing with my own personal work. Amen. And the whole process of this, I had to think, here we are doing clergy appreciation. Those of you that are helping. And so, son, as I name certain things here, and remember, this is a load that I'm carrying. As I name certain things, I want you to start taking some of that burden off of me. I look at you, and many of you, in fact, just about as many, in fact, as I look, the only people in this room, baby boy,
Marcus.
Corley. Praise the Lord. Yes, and I'm trying to remember because I don't want to be wrong. I hate being wrong. I was wrong twice, but I made it right after that. I made it right. Praise be to God. No, I'm gonna leave Jahari's name out of this for now, and I definitely believe baby Diamond, leave her name. Okay, every single one of you have contributed to the success of this ministry. Every single one of you. Now, when I mention something here, as I look at this list, and this is a very short list, as I look at it, everything on this list. If you didn't help do it, guess who was doing it? Guess who was doing it? You didn't help do it. Somebody didn't have to, beloved. Me. Okay? I had to do it. Everything that was on this list. So let me just go over some things. It's funny that I have cooking on here. Y'all know I like to eat, right? Praise the Lord. And I had to cook for myself at one time. But there are people who can explode. That's cooking for me. Okay? Mm-hmm. At any given time, they'll make a meal for me. So go ahead and take something out of this. Cooking for me, shopping for me, going to the prayer line, Monday prayer, prayer before Bible study, Bible study itself, the prayer line walking, the prayer line of prayer, topics for the radio show, all the information that's given to us dealing with our fast, us fasting, physical labor, cleaning the church, dealing with stuff at the storage unit, maintenance in the church, sending flowers to the bereaved, sending birthday cards to those that need birthday, being part of committees, Peace for the City, Baltimore Faith Initiatives. I'm trying to think what other meetings we have. Whatever the case may be. Y'all get any ideas?
Yes.
Now, at first, I couldn't lift that this bag. Mm-hmm. But look what happened when the leaders have come forth and taken a long are doing our part in this whole mess. There are times when you look and you will complain about the fact that certain things are done. Do you want to see your pastor do a better job? Do you want to see the leadership in the church accomplish more for the kingdom of God? Do you want to see renewal in the church? Do you want to see revival in your community? Do you want to see the power of God manifested? Do you want to see your hearts and your lives being changed? Do you want to see people that you've helped have their lives changed? Do you want to experience the presence of Almighty God in your life every day? And guess what, saints of God? When you don't see it, guess who you blame? That's who you blame. People that aren't growing, people that aren't doing things, whatever the case may be, and they blame the pastor. But I just showed you, if you were doing the things that just came off my back, just the way I experienced the excitement and the encounters of God, just the way many of us do, you would too. You would too. And hear me, I'm preaching basically to the choir. Like I said, the majority of you are the ones that have helped take that load off my back. Take that load off my back. And I appreciate it. I failed at doing this. Years have passed, appreciating you. I failed. And without, I ask your forgiveness. I didn't take the time. I know personally, I said, thank you. I know that because, and the reason I say I know that because I know me. I know me and I know this. If I walk past a piece of paper and you picked it up, I know I'm saying thank you because that's me. That's who I am. But I didn't publicly acknowledge you. Thank God that you're not a group of people that require.
Amen.
Say you didn't
Amen.
Desire.
Amen.
Come on,
Amen.
You didn't require
Amen.
Public recognition.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't Amen. Require. Mm-hmm. But guess what, Saint? Ain't. I say ain't on purpose for all of us intellectual folks that think you shouldn't say ain't. Ain't nothing wrong with being publicly. Publicly appreciated. There is nothing wrong with it. Unless you get to the place where you get so full of pride.
Okay.
I am the best.
That's why.
Y'all ought to say thank you for me. God forbid.
That's right.
God forbid. But I can honestly say that I look at this crowd and there's not that amongst me.
Amen.
So with all of that being said, I desire today, and I still don't have everything put together the way that I would have wanted to if I had not had 90 things doing, 99 things doing, and it would have been better, but on short notice, I still thank God for what we're doing. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for what we're doing. Yes. I want to take a moment and publicly recognize some people. Praise the Lord. And I trust that You will receive our certificate, our week one, and that you will receive this knowing that in a better time, which the stuff that's going on right now that I can't extend this as far as I'd like to, there will be more recognition. But be pleased, Dennis. Be pleased. Just know that I love you, and you know how our circle of blessings is.
Yeah.
No matter how much I love you, please know that God loves you more. I can't give you enough to take the place of God showing his love for you. That's where you ought to look for your recognition from. Amen.
Amen.
What you're doing where God is concerned. So, this I have to hold. Okay. So, with that being said, the first person I want to give recognition to is the first certificate says a certificate of appreciation and grateful recognition of your continuous service and support. We hereby present Apostle Rosalind West with a certificate of appreciation. And listen, she is married to this awesome son of mine.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, amen. Elder Francis Goetz. She is married to him. And when they got married, she came into the ministry and praise be unto God. Yes, ma'am. Okay. She came into the ministry and she began to help out in need. She began to help out in need. Didn't just come and just sit and be cute. She didn't just sit there. I'm the wife of the elder. No, she came in. She put her hands to the block. And for that, I just say, so I acknowledge Elder. Next. And I'll go for this one over there. Deacon Rufus D. Charles Jr. Come on. And again, with Deacon Charles, one of the things y'all don't know about him, another man that came in and instantly went to work, putting furniture together, anything we had to do labor-wise in the building, that young man was there doing it. And a lot of you don't know, Pastor Patricia A. Charles. My sister, my everything. Whatever it is I need on that position. And the thing that I liked about her when she came, that God told her to come.
Come back to me. Still talking.
Still talking to you because she picked you up. I do it and I'm out.
Right.
Oh, yes, I do.
Still talking.
Amen. recognize Minister Danielle Carter. Many a night, put the gun in powder. Armor bears me, she straightens me out, she tells me what to do, she tells me what not to do. Sometimes I have to remind her that I'm the mother. Next we have. Oh, hold that one. Okay, and we'll hold this one for a moment. Okay. Next, we have Minister Lee Davis. This is all me, crazy as a God. God is the chief. Yeah, that first one. And having a husband to take care of, a child to take care of, other things that she's involved in the community, going to college, doing whatever else it is that she has to do. I'm telling you, like the hardest working person when it comes to getting into the face of God. The other thing that I admire about her, she just doesn't pray, but she is a ghetto demon fighter. The first studied a prayer warrior, and she had a love, not just genuine love for them.
She
goes out, helps at food banks, helps with all kinds of the same type of things that this couple is just doing. Same as we all do. If we all do. But all of you that are being recognized, you're doing in your position that you are noted for. So thank you, darling. Thank you. Amen. Next,
amen.
Her awesome, beloved other half. This man of God was an intercessor, prophesied, he had his hands on everything that he had done. Contracting, carpentry, the whole night. His hand was on it every bit of the way. And the thing that impressed me, carpentry and all, that was his full-time job. That was his business. Yeah. And when he took time away from his business to do labor in the church, he did not charge the church, which meant he also wasn't making money and doing his regular living. Yeah. Sacrifices that he had to make as leaders. Sacrifices. If I wanted, I don't know if I should say this. I started to say, if I wanted to give him anything, I had to sneak it through the pipe. He wasn't taking. He wasn't. But his heart. being in the place that he was. And even when he came back, and when I say came back, you're probably the only one here that doesn't know. He fell, he had an accident, fell off a roof or something like that, had an accident, that lost his memory, lost the ability to do things and so forth. And God has brought this man back. Walking mirror. And him being let me do this. Better not a willing heart all the way. God, I love you. Thank you. And back and thought I was his mom. Someplace in there I became his mother. Someplace in there, you know, whatever he wanted me to be, that's what I was.
Amen.
The next person I want to have is Michelle. Baltimore Deliverance Center, and that's where we met. That's where we learned to love each other, pray for each other. That's where we walked through some trying times together. We did, and when she came back because God told her to come back.
Amen.
When she came back with a submission. I can honestly say it was has been a long time since I've seen someone with the spirit that she has when it comes to submitting to authority. It blows my mind. I mean, to the point of, and I'm not saying all of you need to do this, but even there's certain things that she wants to do with her family that would conflict with church things. And she would call and ask. Apostle, I would like to do that, but if you say no, I won't. How many of us are going to say, okay? How many of us? But that's the y'all know now, administrative. Right?
Amen.
On that. Other time is trying to honor. And being members of the vision, and yet after our ministry to God, our next ministry is to our family. And so there are times when you don't see Michelle, and when you don't see her on Sunday. Those are the times that I've said yes to her, fellowshipping with her husband. Amen.
Amen.
And we've been keeping the family unit together as much as we can.
Amen.
And so there's a time when we have to get off of our ship. On the other person's ship.
Yes.
Amen. So she goes and goes to church with him to be a support with him. Amen. And then she's back here doing what she needs to
do. Amen.
She's one of those people that we in the past and Minister Ryan. Trust me, this child cooks nothing but the right food. Nothing but the right food. Amen. And financially supports this ministry in a great deal, and I'm so thankful.
One, two, three. There we go. Thank you. Amen.
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 Next, I'd like to recognize Pastor Marguerite. This beautiful woman of God. Pastor in church for 16 years. And in that pastor, the Father told her. She came with the spirit of, first, I want to be healed. Beloved, I understand that hurts and all that we go through and the struggles we go through in ministry. It takes a lot for a pastor to say, you know, I can't do this. And I need some help. And she came willing to submit again to authority to let somebody else pastor her. And she has been a pastor for 16 years. She has been a blessing, a support to this ministry in many different areas and things, again, that you don't know that's going on. Whatever that was in that backpack that she was doing, she took that hand out of the backpack. And she did what she had to do. Darling, I say thank you for your love and support. Anybody's names that are spelled incorrectly? It will be corrected. Next person I'd like to, say thank you to is Minister Brian Borden. Again, y'all don't see it very often, but he's out doing the Lord's work. He's not sitting at home, not doing anything. And wherever he goes, he mentions New Vision. And then he's the one that does what's necessary for us to be able to successfully finish our fast. He's the one when we have any health problems that we can go to. And he and he gives his advice. Just like some of us do when it comes to the word of God. We pick what part of it we want to do, and the parts that we don't want to do, we don't do. One of these days you'll have the opportunity to really give us a spanking for not obeying. But he's a well knowledgeable person when it comes to natural things. On how to get out of it. And the word says, beloved above all things, I pray or wish that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Man, this man has come along and he is our wellness minister. Somebody take the camera. Here we have, please, Minister Malkia Henson Smith. This woman of God, another one that came along and ended up on the ended up being our CFO. For those who don't know, it was our chief financial officer. And I wouldn't want our money being going through anybody else but her. Okay. And one of the things I adore about her, she works for Verizon. Okay. For everybody that's listening, she's highfalutin on Verizon. Okay. She's one of the top dogs in Verizon. Travels the entire country for Verizon. and yet take the time out to pull things together for this ministry financially. Take that. And it is not an easy task, is it, beloved? Is it a time consuming task? Very time consuming. So y'all think God give you money and that's it? And how long does it take somebody to write your name down and say you gave it? You'd be surprised if it goes on behind closed doors. You'd be surprised at the work this woman has had to do in the last week or two dealing with stuff I'm dealing with for the church and the time that it has taken. It was like another full-time job. The hours that were put into it. How could I let it go without saying thank you? Mm-hmm. Thank you so very much. I love you. I appreciate you to the utmost. Amen. They're gonna have to come together separately. But I need associate pastor to come. Yeah. If I need it, almost every single thing I mentioned on that list, every single thing I mentioned, they've done it. They're doing it. Every single thing. There was no question in my mind after years of watching them play. Not something that I made a quick snap decision. After years of watching them, that I knew that they were involved in this place. When this man came to me years ago and said that he was praying and God told him to serve me and if need be, lay his life down. The very day he told me that, I was praying and asking God to send me a couple to walk with that would be willing to lay their lives down. And I didn't mean physically die. I meant in every other way when it came to sacrifice. Anything that they had to sacrifice for the ministry, they would be willing to do. I prayed that one day. He came to me either that day or the next day. And told me that's what God is saying. I should have known back then that they would be the one to walk in this place. All I knew was they would be my armor bearers. That's all I knew, that they were to walk with me. Handling finances, handling the administration, handling the maintenance at the church, handling cooking, handling... The only thing they don't do is be on a praise and worship team. That's the only thing they don't do. And but again, you don't know. You don't see. You just don't know it and you don't see it. But they walk rightfully in that. Yeah. Help me to congratulate them.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Okay. Now, you remember when I said, no, let me see, let me do this one, these two first. Okay. To our online participants, they're not here with us today, but I'd like to honor and recognize Kenitra Hart. In fact, at one time, he also ran. He called a firecracker, okay? Don't mess with anything in his ministry because she's a firecracker and she will handle it, all right? He called a firecracker. Somebody outside of our ministry called a baby bishop, okay? Uh-huh. Remember? And so to Demetra, she also was the head of our praise and worship team. She also was the first person, the head of our finance department. She was the first person that was head of the finance department. And a lot of you may think that we are praise and worship leaders, that it is as easy as saying, this is the song we're going to sing today. No. There's prayer that goes into it. There's another one. Go look and you'll see. Excuse me. He doesn't have to try to prove me right, does he?
Yeah,
okay, to all of you that are online. If you were here. Okay. So to Demetra Hardy, we say thank you. Okay, the next person, and y'all that are online for Bible study, for prayer, and so forth, you will know this person well, known to some as Aunt Denise, to others as Prophetess Denise, Denise Intercessor, my sister, Denise Medley. Somebody that I trust with my life, my spiritual life, is what I'm talking about. When we went away to our conference, oh my God, my daughter and I shared in the bedroom, hotel room. And we got up the next day to go to breakfast
and shopping, lunch, dinner.
He came back from breakfast and went in the room and said, oops, she's still praying. We went out. We went and did some other things. We came back. It's lunchtime. She's still in there praying. She would not move from that position. This woman of God prayed a minimum of 6 or 7 hours straight.
Sure did.
In front of us. We hear about people doing that. We saw the evidence of it for real, okay? We saw the evidence of it. And she didn't just do that for that day to show us who she was. Mm-mm. This is her life. She's also known as Mama Shoes, who supports hundreds of children in different countries, Nigeria, Liberia, and so forth. She sends at least 200 kids, sponsors them to go to school. She got a second job, and her entire income from that job went to the ministry. Her entire God is the woman that does what she does, and looks for no thanksgiving from anybody, no accolades from anybody. Her whole thing is, I just want to be God. And for that, we say, said,
word says if two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in the midst of them. Okay, he's in the midst of two or three. There's a little more than two or three of us. And that same God, the same spirit that raised God from the dead, Jesus from the dead, it dwells in us. Man, it dwells in us. With the faith the size of a mustard seed, thanks we can move mountains.
Yes.
I encourage you to stay in the race. The next person I definitely want to give recognition to is our minister
music.
MD. All of y'all know who I was talking about. All of y'all are music. Who told y'all? Our minister of music. Minister Kyle. And then ended up leaving there. And then member of New Vision, and he's been there ever since. He has sown that seed. And it's another thing, too. When he does what he's done, he's got to go through the internet. He's got to pray. He's got to find the music. You know, he and Demetra would get together and decide what songs we were singing. And we're just not a song singing ministry. We want stuff that brings life.
Yes.
Give again to worship to God first, and that you will receive what you need through. And then he's handling the ministry of where he is, God assigned him to pray and to find the people that he will give individual ascension to.
Yes.
And he has been on target every week.
Ooh.
Has been on target. Times the songs he picks, those with sermons that are being preached, and nobody calls him. You know, in other ministries, the preacher tells the music minister, this is what I'm preaching about, nine songs that will go along with. I've never had to say to him, do that. Now, I shouldn't say never. There's a time when I say, I want to hear this song, but it never came against the songs he was playing.
Right.
I said, I want to hear this at the end of a sermon. I want to hear this before I speak. This man of God is awesome. He's anointed. He was traveling all the way to Philadelphia for when we had to go to Philly to pick him up and bring him in. It was worth it when we went to Philadelphia to support him when he was doing his what would you call those things? Recitals. When he was doing it. It was worth it, saints of God. It was worth it. So to you, my son, thank you. I love you, and God bless you. There's another one. Starts with the she's online. Yes, I saw her online. That's right, she's online. Perfect for me, sweetheart. All of those under a year old. Thank you. This is someone else that I want to recognize. I know she would be totally shocked. This is Miss Tina Foster. What was our first week in Woodlawn Drive? Not only people coming back, every birthday card that y'all received, the one I never assigned. Can I send out birthdays? Send out sympathy cards. Somebody else does our sympathy cards now, but can I do that? She is the one. She is the mother of Kyle Foster. Mm-hmm. So we thank her for bringing that young man into the world. Is the one. And outside of me. But I don't know anyone else that talks about her pastor publicly
as much as this woman does. I happened to have taken her one time to the grocery store, and I'm standing behind her, and she's talking to that cashier. My pastor this, and my pastor that, and bada, 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 bing, bing. Everybody at Social Security, she was a guard at Social Security. Everyone that came through the door knew who her pastor was. If I met somebody in the street and they said, found out I was a minister, what church? New Vision, for life. Oh, you go to that church that Tina goes to. Go to the church that Tina goes to. So Tina comes to work. Woman
of God. This woman of God. Totally an advocate and the for Tina, thank you. I thank you, Pastor Bates. Thank you.
Person was with me from almost the day we started this ministry. She was with me. She, before she became an armor bearer, she just stood by my side, wouldn't let me go. And she had a set of twins, baby, little baby. There when the child was born, I wasn't at the hospital, but that's how long it's been. She prayed with this ministry. I don't know if you remember, but I'm sure you do, the days that you and Tabitha and I got up to be at the church at 6 o'clock in the morning to pray.
Wow.
Nobody else in this ministry has done that. Got up, we went to that church, we laid on the floor before God, and she prayed. This woman of God, when nobody else in the church building would pick up a broom to sweep the floor, we've had our church over in the basement at Ike Miller. She would go in there and she would clean that building from top to bottom. Anything that had to be done, she went in there and she did it. Because of her spiritual gifts and her natural trait, she's very, very inquisitive. I had to take her to every meeting that I went to because she would ask questions that I should have asked and I didn't know to ask. But she would ask them. So I had to take her to meetings. She had to sacrifice stuff with her family to go and be with me and be the ear that I wasn't, that I didn't hear. She gave a lot to this ministry, to the point that it came to the thing of how do I handle my children? How do I deal with my husband? Now I have to go to work and this, that, and the other. But Sabrina DeShazzo, she gave to this ministry and she's been here the entire time. She took a slight vacation, but God brought her back. I do say all of you believe me on that track. So thank y'all so much for what you have. I ask you to continue doing this. I ask you to continue. There is so much that has to yet be done. This is one little tenth. There were those of you that were contributing to us getting a building. Some of those donations decreased or ceased. And the reason they did was because you didn't see the building. You didn't see it in the time that we've been doing what we've been doing. That's not staying in the race. Stay in the race. because that which God has promised to us, it shall be. It shall be. It shall be. We have got to go on. And again, hey, this is when I say some of you, that could be the other people that aren't here. Because I don't know. Because I don't, see, I don't look at it. Y'all need to thank God that I don't look at your numbers right now to see who it is I should be talking good about. And who it is I should be, I'll talk to you later. I don't know what your numbers are. So that doesn't matter to me. That really, it doesn't matter. So, but those of you, hear me. We are closer than you think in getting what it is that God said we would get. No matter what, we're closer today than we were yesterday.
Yeah.
As simple as that. We're closer today than we were yesterday. To you children, thank you, beloved. Thank you. Diamond. Diamond is very helpful with what her husband and mother. Thank you, children. Father and mother, goes with them, and does whatever you need. Very attentive to me, around me, raised properly, and she cooperates. Yeah, amen. Jahar comes with her mother when she comes out here. When we entered, Jahari was there. She quietly comes around us. That little lady is a little diamond. She is a little diamond. She knows herself to know if someone is. So I thank God for those of you that are raising children, raising, not the ministry, only for the word of God.
Right. Amen.
Thank God for that.
Amen.
So I believe that I am through with my acknowledgement. And saying thank you, each of you can be your own, somebody's errand and purpose. You can be that for somebody and be in the totality of the ministry. Thank you, God. I want us all to learn to fight together. Each of you are part of the puzzle. You are a piece in this puzzle. We will not be able to make it complete without you. If I had a 1,000-piece puzzle, and put in 999, nobody would purchase that with the one piece. Don't you be the one missing lady, the one piece. Do your part, whatever it is. All of it is recognized. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm so excited. That's what her name is in my phone when she calls me. She says, Apostle, I'm so excited, babe.
I would like to call Alkia and Mark and
Tabika and Mom. I would like to call you guys up to the front. So a few years ago, when we were having our conference, we wanted to acknowledge people who, you guys know, we do a lot of outreach and we do a lot of mission-based projects domestically and internationally. We wanted to recognize some people who were actually doing the work. And of course, my husband was like, we wanted to acknowledge Pop Raymond. And he transitioned on, but we wanted to still acknowledge him, and we didn't get an opportunity to do it for whatever reason. So today, I was like, well, let's bring him. I had no idea that Apostle Banks was going to do what she did, but we just wanted to publicly take this moment to, I test her on the way here. I had no idea that she was going to be acknowledging everybody, but what a perfect opportunity to present you guys with this certificate to the family. It says, this is our Outstanding Missions Award. It says, Realm hereby presents this award on behalf of Elder Raymond Henson in recognition of the legacy of your unyielding commitment to the betterment of society and a tireless dedication to the service of humanity. This accolade stands as a testament to your exceptional contributions in the scope of missions and community service. You exemplify the noblest of virtues, transforming compassion into action and igniting hope within the hearts of those in need. You showed unwavering resolve to uplift the marginalized, heal the wounded, and champion the underprivileged. With hands that reach out to nurture, heal, and uplift, you tirelessly embody the very essence of selflessness. Your benevolent endeavors carved a path toward a brighter future by inspiring others to follow in your footsteps. Finally, you help stitch together the frayed fabric of our communities, fostering unity, understanding, and harmony. Therefore, we, the underside, representing Rhema Abundant Life Ministries, affix our collective signatures in agreement and present to the family of Elder Raymond Henson this award on the 27th day of October 2024. Let this award serve as a witness of our deep gratitude and stand as a testament to the legacy that has been forged. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Johari. Johari.
I furthermore, you know, it's funny because I brought two books and I was like, well, you know, Associate Pastor Tabika will just have to give this to her sister when she sees her. I had no idea that you were going to be here today.
It's all good.
But I also wanted to give you guys this gift. It's called My Winter Season. And it says, seeing God's faithfulness in the shadow of grief. And it says, when Jonathan Hitz took his wife of 15 years into his arms in their anniversary dance, he had no idea that within a month, he would be on a completely different journey navigating life after Winter's sudden death at the age of 38. One moment he was married to a successful author and magazine publisher and putting the finishing touches on their book about marriage. The next he was a widower and a single father of four grieving daughters. Without warning, the future his family had planned together dissolved, leaving Jonathan trying to answer the question that echoed through his daughter's hearts and his own. How could a loving God allow this unspeakable loss? My Winter Season is Jonathan's story of losing the most wonderful gift he had ever been given and his journey toward understanding life without her. Yet in the wilderness of his grief, Jonathan found himself surrounded by God's extravagant love and came to truly understand Christ's life-giving promise that death is not the end. So I wanted to present this gift to you and your sister. Amen.
Yeah.